T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports an employee of the Kansas Department of Transportation is in critical condition after he was hit while working in Newton. It happened Tuesday morning on I-135 between 1st Street and Broadway. KHP reports 42-year-old Nathan Talcott got out of his vehicle on the shoulder of I-135 when he was hit by an oncoming van. Talcott suffered critical injuries and was rushed to Via Christi's St. Francis in Wichita. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We've been tracking a line of thunderstorms since very early this morning, and a few spotty areas of showers and storms could pop up in portions of south-central Kansas. Another round of storms likely this afternoon and this evening. Today's high 87, rain tonight, our low 68, and then clearing with high pressure building in Thursday, tomorrow's high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. The Stafford County Sheriff in western Kansas says the body of a county commissioner has been found underneath an overturned lawnmower. The sheriff says 42-year-old Shane Landon Steinmates was found dead Monday morning under the mower in a pond in rural St. John.
Former mayor of Lawrence, Jeremy Farmer, has been sentenced to 10 months in federal prison for embezzling money from a food bank.
Farmer also was ordered to pay restitution of more than $81,000 for taking the money from the nonprofit Just Food when he was the organization's executive director. Farmer also will be on 2 years of supervised release following completion of his prison term. Farmer pleaded guilty in September 2016 to interstate transportation of embezzled funds and securities. Farmer was hired as executive director of Just Food in 2011. He was elected to the Lawrence City Commission in April 2013, and the commissioners voted him mayor in April 2015. He resigned both positions in August 2015. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A food delivery man was robbed in the Hilltop neighborhood in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday night west of Oliver and Harry. The victim, a 63-year-old man.
The victim stated he was delivering food for China King Restaurant to a home in the 4200 block of East Menlo. And upon arriving, he was flagged down by 5 unknown suspects. One of the suspects produced a handgun.
The suspects ran away with the food and money.
North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un now says, quote, "We will watch this stupid America behavior a bit longer." That statement apparently indicated that no immediate attack on a U.S. territory is planned. In Guam, Homeland Security Advisor George Chaffaros expressing optimism that peace efforts will prevail.
There's currently no change in the threat level. It has not changed. Since the past, has not changed now, and we expect that the threat level will remain the same.
Los Angeles's Hollywood Forever Cemetery announcing that it's going to take down a Confederate memorial marker from its grounds. The 6-foot granite and bronze marker stands over graves of about 30 Confederate Army veterans and their families. Hollywood Forever president Tyler Cassidy says the monument is owned by the Long Beach chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, who made the decision to remove it after public outcry against Confederate monuments across the country.
The daughters said we're a benevolent organization. We didn't seek this attention, and we don't want to be part of this uproar.
The nation's airlines are predicting another record-shattering Labor Day travel weekend.
The Airlines for America Trade Group's John Heimlich says Labor Day travel should jump 5% more than the 15.5 million people who flew the same time last year.
People are voting with their wallets and traveling in droves, and I think they are very happy with the new product.
Not that happy, says Flyers Rights President Paul Hudson.
Well, there was a court decision a couple of weeks ago that requires the FAA to look at regulating seat size.
Airlines say tighter seats often mean lower fares. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KNSS News Time now is 6:33 here on a Wednesday morning, August 16th. Ted, you and I are going to be traveling that week, but not Labor Day. I'm glad of that. A lot of people loading up on planes. I've been on one flight this summer. Ted, how long has it been since you've flown anywhere?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah. So anyway, our last experience with my son and my grandson going to Baltimore was not bad. Didn't have any problems at all, really.
Good.
How about that?
Yeah.
Defying rain and a tainted egg scandal that has shaken European consumers, a Belgian town has turned nearly 10,000 eggs into a giant omelet for the whole community. 10,000 eggs. Cooks and volunteers whipped up the massive concoction using enormous wooden utensils, an oversized and oiled pan, bacon, and green onions. I wonder how much bacon went into that giant omelet. They then distributed it to a hungry public.
All right.
It's an unusual event in the town of Malmedy that took on greater meaning this year as several European countries have reported receiving eggs or egg products contaminated by a pesticide.
Ooh.
Of course, the thing that I'm curious about, if you're going to break 10,000 eggs for an omelet,
yeah,
how much of those eggshells are going to be in that omelet?
Yeah, how big a sink did they have to throw all those eggshells in? Yeah. Oh, okay. I bet they were careful about it.
I'm sure
they were.
They were
very fastidious.
Well, you know, the Belgian.
I can barely handle the three-egg omelet at Livingston's Cafe over at Genie's.
That's a giant, isn't it?
Yeah. That's tasty.
It's a good omelet. That's what I get usually when I'm in there. North Carolina's governor said Tuesday that he wants to bring down Confederate monuments around the state, thrusting himself into a debate stoked by violence in Virginia and the toppling of a statue in his own state. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper's call to remove the monuments from public property came as a sheriff began arresting people responsible for tearing down a nearly century-old Confederate statue in Durham Monday night. North Carolina is among three states with the most Confederate monuments, but the Republican-controlled General Assembly passed a law in 2015 preventing their removal without legislative approval. Cooper is likely to face an uphill battle against legislative leaders who hold veto-proof majorities. This is becoming a big deal. The Confederate monuments around the country, a really big deal. Do we have any Wichita? We've got a monument down by the old county courthouse, but that's a Union soldier, isn't it?
That's World War.
I thought it was a Union soldier. Maybe you're right. There is one great big one there, though, right there on the lawn.
Yeah, that has to do with the Spanish-American War.
Is that what it was?
It?
Okay.
Wasn't that? Yeah, that's.
We would not have any Confederate monuments because during the war we were on the Union side.
Well, we had the Confederate flag flying at Veterans Park.
Yeah.
And that became a minor controversy within the past about a year ago.
And I don't know.
And they removed it.
I just think there are probably more important things in this world. What I don't personally don't like is, are we trying to rewrite history? I want to be sensitive to people and their wishes and whatnot, but are we trying to rewrite history? I don't know. What do you think, Ted?
That's part of the question.
That's my biggest problem with it, I guess, is, hey, it happened. They were there. Some of those people who fought for the South were very good, excellent soldiers and very brave people, and they were Americans. We were battling over an issue. And you know, I've talked about this before. You go back to the Revolutionary War in this country, and that was a 51-49 thing.
Pretty much.
I mean, it wasn't like this overwhelming majority of people said, hey, we want to be free. There were some very strong proponents who wanted to be free. So anyway, this debate's going to go on, and we'll see what happens next, Ted. Jad, you got some word from, who'd you get this from? One of our listeners.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Quick Trip. I saw the new one's going in at 13th and Tyler, right? Yeah. And the old one at 13th and Mays is going to close. So they're going to close one of them out there in the northwest side. The Quick Trips that are going on in every corner. I got to tell you, and no, they never buy any advertising. No, they don't support.
They don't have to.
No, they don't support Steve and Ted in any way, shape, or form.
Nope, not really.
Anytime I go into a QT, they're doing a pretty good job in there. The people are attentive. They're quick.
It's quite a little organization.
It's a well-run, a well-run company.
Mm-hmm.
The training has to be terrific. But like I said, I don't think they advertise anywhere, do they? They don't have to.
They really don't have to.
Mm.
Back in the day, they did. Remember the Come on, get your drink, Lamar. Remember
yeah,
that
Lamar,
the dog, Lamar?
They used to?
Heck, that was 40 years
I
ago.
I would think that somebody should maybe.
Ain't that right, Lamar?
Maybe ought to challenge them in that regard. Maybe there should be some competition going on. Well, Dad, what do you got? You're chomping at a bit. What's you got over there?
I was just going to say, one of the things I've noticed at one of the ones I go to every once in a while, you see a lot of people with, or a lot of the employees with the pins that say that they've been, you know, working there for so many years. And just enough of those have enough years on them, the turnover must be kind of low.
I'll bet it is. I bet it's pretty low.
Yeah.
But, they, you know, my wife and I can go in there and for lunch, grab three hot dogs. They're tasty. They're good. They're warm. Good condiments. For under $5 for two of us, that's pretty hard to beat.
That's, yeah.
and you get it quick. All right. It's, what time is it, Ted?
Oh. What time would it be?
6:39.
6:39. Yeah, I think I know what time it is.
I've got my clock here. It's working. 6:39.
I'm bringing in a major personality to this show.
You are?
We are.
Oh, okay. You mean the KNSS Commodities Update?
That's what I mean.
Oh, Tom Leffler waiting in the wings. And he doesn't like us to be late because he is on a tight schedule. Tom Leffler, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, Timothy, the cattle complex opened lower with new lows for the current slide being made in our live cattle. A combination of technical buying, bottom picking, buy stops being tripped, and new lows in the grain futures yesterday allowed the cattle complex to rally and close with large triple-digit gains. Cash cattle trade in the north has been on the low side, 110 on the hoof, 175 in the meat. Yesterday, the lean hogs also closed on the positive side, with contracts getting back near their contract highs. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, $2.45 higher, $109.05. October feeders up $3.97 at $146.30. And October lean hogs $1.35 higher at $70.52. Now, Tuesday was another session of more new lows and more double-digit losses for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. The futures contracts continue to trade through support areas on the charts as the managed money covered long positions and also added two short positions in the grains. Now, we've seen some recovery overnight as we're looking at December KC wheat up 4.5 cents at 458.5. December corn's up a half a penny at 369. November beans up 2.75 at 927. September crude oil 10 cents higher this morning at 47.65. December gold down $3.80 at 1275.90. September S&P 4.25 points higher at 2468. September dollar index 17 cents higher, 93.93, and September Dow Jones futures up 41 points at 22,018. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, you might get some rain over there in Butler County today. Are you ready?
Well, I'm ready for it. The only problem is what we're seeing right now looks like it's trying to track off to the northeast.
Well, I know, but I got my fingers crossed.
I do, too.
They could, you know, that giant system there could turn on its directional indicator, or its blinker, and turn right.
Or it could do like most drivers, don't use their
signal. Use their signal at all. And we don't know where it's going to go next.
That's right.
Well, that's kind of the way weather is. We give you the best, our best shot. But we're looking at here in Sedgwick County, about a 50% chance today. So I bet you can get some over there in Butler. You're in Augusta.
Right.
Beautiful Augusta. How big a town is Augusta? Is that about 10,000? Is it that big?
No, we're short of 10,000. We're a little bit over 9.
It is. Oh, really? It's one of those beautiful-sized cities, like Pratt's about that size. We have some communities around Kansas like Augusta, Pratt, different Winfield, beautiful cities around the state.
Yeah, it's not too big and it's not too small. It's just the right size and close enough to a large city.
Yeah. You sound a little like Goldilocks this morning. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Goldilocks.
Thank you.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. Keep it here for Don Grant. It's 6:42 now with Stephen Dead. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, checking in on the economy. DG on the way. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.